Okay, so I propose we get started. It's 5 past the hour. So I haven't heard anything from Fred, so I'm assuming he's not joining. Ali would probably not be able to make it because he's working on his visa in Paris. At least that's what he wrote in his email. And we have apologies from Abibu and Warren, both of whom are traveling. And I also haven't heard anything from Jay and John. So I think it's just going to be us today. I sent out the agenda a couple days ago with a small update this morning. So I propose we do the regular thing with the action points and the TLD op status and operational issues, and then briefly go through the draft of the CCNSO presentation that I provided, and then also perhaps discuss agenda items for the upcoming ICANN 57 meeting, so the TLD ops meeting that we're going to have there. And then, of course, the obligatory summary for the community and the other business. Okay. So first off, let's go to the action points. There are not that many anymore. There's only two. And 36, I still need to do that. I haven't been able to put that on the list, on the homepage yet. And then we had 37 for Kim. You did that, right? You got Algeria back on the list.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, and there was some confusion about .fo dropping off the list, but that actually never happened. So we can close
I see
that
him on the list still, yes.
Yeah, okay, so we're going to close that action point. So that leaves us with one action point at this point, which is good. So the next agenda item would be the TLD op status and operational issues. Do you have anything to report there, Kim?
Just that we've got, I still receive updates on people wanting to change their contact information, so that's still good. Our
okay.
face-to-face meeting is scheduled the 4th of November from 11 to 12:15. There will be
yep.
remote participation. And then I do have one question for the group. Do you want the leaflet distributed at the in the meeting folder like we did the last meeting?
Yeah, I think that would be good. So in this case, it would become part of the CCNSO package, right?
Correct.
Yeah, I think that would be very good to have.
Yep, I can do that. Thanks.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, that also brings us, I think, to let's go with the agenda. I think that this is something, you know, in terms of outreach, I think there's still a few things that we can do, but I think we're gonna talk about that when we go through the draft of the CCNSO slides. Okay. So, anything else on the operational issues, Kim?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay. So there are not that many bounces anymore, email bounces.
Haven't received any in several weeks.
Okay. That sounds good. Excellent. Okay, so thank you for that. So then let's go to the draft of the CCNSO slides, which I shared with you all this morning, at least this morning in my time zone. So what I basically did is I kept the two first slides exactly the same as they were, so that's TLD Ops and TLD Ops mailing list. Basically to very briefly reintroduce the TLD Ops initiative in case people haven't heard of it. So that's going to take me about 2 or 3 minutes. And then I have the slide in there with the TLD Ops membership status. And what I highlighted there, I'm not sure if you guys have it in front of you. Oh, you do because it's on the Adobe Room. So what I highlighted there is that we need to take some action because we haven't, as far as I can remember, we haven't had any new members since August 15, which is more than 2 months ago. So that's not really, no, we're not gaining any new members, unfortunately. So the proposal that I would like to make, oh, we're going to get that to that point later on. Let's go through the slides one by one. So first, a slide on the membership status, in which I will highlight that we're currently at 64% of all CCTLDs, but that we're mostly missing CCTLDs from the African and LAC regions. So these are our two focal points, I think. So then progress since ICANN 56, that's the next slide. There's two things I would like to discuss here. One is that we've had three security alerts on the list. So one in which we helped somebody, a CCTLD, with their ANYCAST service, and we were also able to resolve it. We had a CCTLD whose systems got hacked and that shared the warning on the TLD ops list. And we had a heads-up on the DDoS attack on the DNS route of June 25. So that was actually during the previous, or just before the previous ICANN meeting. And then I would also like to highlight the new members that joined since ICANN 56, and Kim already sent me a list of new members since ICANN 56, so thanks for that. And also inform the audience of the number of, you know, contact updates that we received. If you guys have anything to add, then please go ahead and say so.
So XYZ is not .xyz?
No, it's not. It's just a number that I still need to fill out.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
And we sent one news flash.
Oh, right. I forgot about that. Yep. Very good. Sent a news flash. Yep. That's a good one. And then on the next two slides, on the next slide, I have the how we met the objectives that we set for ICANN 57. So as you might remember, we had a slide on ICANN 56 with goals for ICANN 57. And the first one was to increase the number of CCTLD members to 187, which we didn't accomplish because we got to 185. So we got close, but didn't really make that. Then we have the objective of getting the list to be used more often through a collaboration with ICANN's security team. I think that we got the list to be used more often, as exemplified by the three security incidents that we just talked about. But that the collaboration with ICANN's security team didn't really materialize yet. But I think that we also have the community sufficiently involved to provide these security alerts themselves. And then we had the update of the TLD ops terms of use on the list. So we also achieved that goal. So we basically got 2.5 out of 3, I would say. 1.5 out of 3. And then objectives for ICANN 58. So this is open for discussion, of course. So my proposal would be to, again, try to increase the membership. And I think the best way forward here would be a webinar. And I already discussed this with one of the LAC representatives a while ago, but unfortunately I did not have enough time to set up the webinar. So my proposal would be to focus on the two regions that are, you know, most in which we have the least coverage right now, which the LAC region and the AF region, and perhaps also augmented with the Asia-Pacific region. So this two webinars that we could organize in the time between ICANN 57 and ICANN 58. But that's a proposal.
I think we should add another objective.
Yep.
This might attract more attention also. Is if we build a session to brainstorm on a CCTLD DDoS mitigation strategy for the mailing list. Mm-hmm. Like, how can we help each other in a DDoS?
Okay.
I don't know if it makes sense, but...
Yeah, in light of the past events last Friday, it does, I think. And would you propose to do that on the mailing list or live discussion? How would you go about doing that?
I think we should kick it off, talk about it at the ICANN 58 meeting, and then follow with the mailing list.
Okay.
Because when you get the 600 gigabyte per second DDoS for small CCTLDs, that's overwhelming. So there's how do they cope with that? How do we deal with that?
Well, actually, the key objective would be how can we help each other in that situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. I like that. The only thing I'm looking for is perhaps we can do something before ICANN 58, because that's a long time into the future.
And oh, 58 is. Yeah, sorry.
That's in March. Yeah. Because the topic is kind of hot right now with the event of last Friday, fresh in mind.
So that should be the, not 58, but 57. And in India?
So
kickoff at ICANN 57 in India, right?
Yeah, okay, right. Yeah. Kickoff discussion at ICANN 57.
I'm confused with numbers now.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's a good one.
I'm just thinking what the best venue would be for such a discussion at the physical event. If there should be a more security track somewhere.
Yeah, I think so. This would also be very...
Because otherwise we've got to run reading and we've got to protect Air Force.
Yeah. But this is also very much related to the work of the Security and Stability Advisory Committee. So perhaps the objective...
I don't know, I'm just brainstorming.
Yeah.
We've got the security groups in the regional organizations, but...
Could you repeat that, Erwin?
The Hydro robot?
Yep.
I'll be there, yeah.
No, I asked if you could repeat the last sentence you said, because I missed it.
Well, I was just thinking if we should do the more technical brainstorm about what we can do. There's no real good session for it at the ICANN meetings right now, because we got our own working group meeting, we got the tech day, and that's about the technical stuff we have going on at the ICANN meetings. So I'm not sure if there should be something for the security people to meet at ICANN meetings, or we should just be working more with the regional organizations.
Yeah. Maybe this is something that we need to discuss, like John suggested, at the meeting at ICANN 57, so at our working group meeting, and then mm-hmm. perhaps with the objective of organizing a workshop of some sort at ICANN 58.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Okay. I will add some language along those lines to this slide. All right. So that was also the last slide of the CCNZO presentation. Okay. So then we'll have two objectives for ICANN 58. One is to organize, two or maybe three webinars, and the other one would be to at least to get a some sort of workshop at ICANN 58 on DDoS mitigation and how the CCTLD community may help each other there.
Yep.
All right. Yep. That sounds good. Okay. Then going back to the agenda. So we just went through the presentation. Then TLD Ops agenda, ICANN 57. So one topic already came up just now, which is that the anti-DDoS workshop that we just proposed. Is there anything else that we need to go through while in Hyderabad? We don't have that many action points, I think. Also, let's say the list is being used. Well, not often, but at least it's being used. So I think that the focal point in terms of in terms of the TLD Ops community, besides the DDoS workshop, would be to further grow the membership. But there's not a lot to talk about.
So for ICANN 58, can we think of mailing, like snail mail, a package to all the missing CCTLDs? Like an envelope with actual paper and maybe a sticker to say, you know, I'm on TLD ops or something. Is that something ICANN could fund or contribute to?
Kim, would that be possible?
You're on mute. Oh, okay. She said I will ask.
Okay. Yeah, I think the challenge would be to also get the physical addresses of these registries, because sometimes their online contacts are even outdated. But it's worth a try, I think. Okay. Oh, thanks again for asking.
Sometime you have to go old school.
Yeah. 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 I think our discussion should focus on that ICANN 58 workshop on helping each other with DDoS.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where the next one.
Yep. Yeah, but we need to do the preparations in India. Make a few notes here. Okay. All right. I will share a draft of the agenda later on this week, so that we at least have something to look at, and perhaps we can all think about the on how to organize that workshop at ICANN 58, so that we can prepare. Okay, so that was agenda item number 5. And then number 6 is the summary for the community, which is going to be brief, I think, which is basically that we prepared for the CCNSO, that we prepared for ICANN 57, and that we had perhaps some words on the anti-DDoS workshop and on the webinars that we're going to organize. DDoS workshop and webinars. Okay. I will send out a short summary tomorrow. Okay. So
okay.
That brings us to the end of the agenda already. So let's do a quick any other business round. Jacques, any other business?
Nope.
I was thinking that ICANN 58 is going to be here in Copenhagen. Of course, we're in the region that has 100% coverage, but if there are any ideas, if having the conference local, if there's anything we can do, think about it. Just putting it out there, if there's anything we can do as the organizer.
What do you mean exactly?
If we as the organizer of the ICANN conference, well, the local host of the ICANN conference, can do anything to get the word out about TLD ops.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that would be nice. Make a note there. But are you guys completely organized?
I can't think of anything offhand. But
are you guys doing it with partners, or are you doing it yourselves?
ICANN does most of the stuff, and we do some of the local things together with, I think they're called Wonderful Copenhagen, and of course the ministry.
Okay.
Lots of people involved.
Okay, cool.
But ICANN take care of the hard work.
Yep. Yeah, let's keep that in mind. Thank you, Irwin. That's great. Okay, Kim Davies, any other business?
Nothing from me. Let me know if I can assist.
Okay, great. Thank you. Kim, any other business? Kim C?
Nothing from me. Thank you.
Okay. All right. With that, I think that we're done with this call because I don't have any other business myself. And so I will send out the summary tomorrow somewhere, and then I'll see you guys in India. Okay.
Bye.
Sounds good.
Safe trip.
All right.